ready?
Welcome back to the Eat and Like It podcast. We are very excited to have returned to District Live Studios down here at the Plant Riverside District on the banks of the beautiful, albeit hot and muggy right now, Savannah River, downtown Savannah. We're going to talk about a whole lot of burgers this time out. If you haven't heard yet, Eat It and Like It is going to have a 10-day party. I'm going to call it a party. I don't think it's unreasonable to refer to it as such. But before I tell you a little bit more about the Burger Bash, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes on the background of how this all came to be. Going back to 2017-18, I want to say, Eat It and Like It started doing Savannah's Restaurant Week. With some immediate success, it was starting to grow. People were starting to catch on that we were doing Restaurant Week. And if you're not familiar with the whole Restaurant Week concept, then, you know, most cities out there, the larger ones at any rate, do this. It's a week, 10 days, pulled out of the calendar every year where restaurants, generally during a slower time, offer a special menu for a set price, whether it be three courses for $35, $45, $65 with the way prices have gone lately. And people come out, like I said, during an otherwise slower time of the year, and they enjoy some of their favorite restaurants for a little cost control type of price. And so it's been incredibly popular. I think the first year we did it was 2018 is my guess. We did it 18, 19, and we might have done 2020 because it's in January every year. Well, I don't need to tell you what happened in March of 2020. The world ended and everybody went to their separate corners. And so we had to stand down with Restaurant Week. You know, the first year back would have been 21. And some people were still on skeleton staffs. It was a mess. We don't need to go down that rabbit hole. But 22, we tried to bring it back. And believe it or not, only one restaurant opted to do it that year. But 23, we brought it back with some decent success. And it started gaining some traction. And it became a thing again, because we had been doing it pre-COVID. It became a thing again here in Savannah to the point where a couple of years ago, maybe 1 year in to us bringing Restaurant Week back, in the summer of that year, whatever year it was, a few years ago, I got a number of phone calls and email inquiries from restaurants asking if we were going to do a summer edition of Restaurant Week. No. It's just a lot of logistics, and it's summer, and not enough people would want to participate, and the juice wasn't there from enough people interested in doing a summer edition of Restaurant Week. That said, there are a lot of cities out there that do summer Restaurant Weeks. Miami and New York being the two largest ones that I know of. Miami does their version of Restaurant Week. It's a 2 month long period. It's August and September, the entire months where restaurants do set price on some of their menu items. Down in Miami, they call it Miami Spice, which I think is brilliant. But up in New York, it's called Restaurant Week, and I think it goes the entire month of August in New York. But all of that said, summer is not uncommon to be slow sometimes, especially after the kids go back to school. And it was evidenced by the fact that I was taking some phone calls and emails from restaurants here in Savannah a few years ago asking if we were doing any kind of promotional stuff in the summer. So it was at that point that I started thinking about, you know, should we do something in the summer? What could we do in the summer? These restaurants are clearly seeing a dip in traffic. And, you know, figure it out. Well, it can be Restaurant Week. That just wouldn't work. That doesn't fit what it is that we wanted to do. And so I came up with the idea of a Burger Week. And it was originally called Burger Week because, you know, few things say summer like burgers and hot dogs and all that stuff. And I thought, okay, the price points will be less. It will target a completely different demo than some of the Restaurant Week folks. And it could have a chance to get some of the, I got to be careful with how I label this, when I say lower end restaurants as opposed to fine dining restaurants, not that they're any less quality, but some of the lower cost restaurants, I should say, can get them involved in some type of summer promotion, which would do well for everyone. Well, we decided back in the winter spring of this year, 2025, that we would create a Burger Week, but we had to find the right time in the summer. And usually the slowest time that you will find here in Savannah, and if you're listening from outside of Savannah, this is good information to know when it's slowest around here and you're not just dealing with oodles and oodles and oodles of other visitors here. One of the dips in the calendar comes, and it's not just exclusive to Savannah, it's a lot of other places, right around the back-to-school time, mid-August, up until Labor Day weekend. That's not to say that Labor Day weekend is a green flag and everybody comes back and it's still jammed here. Obviously, there's less traffic here in September than there is, you know, in other parts of the summer when there are kids out of school. That said, as the temperatures start to dip and you get some mild weekends, if you get a nice, you know, 79 degree Saturday in late September, Savannah's going to be jammed, like, you know, record numbers, perhaps, if the weather cooperates. But all of that to say, right around back to school is the time when the calendar, when the traffic dips around here. And so we thought that's the place to put this. So we came up with a set of dates, and we started shopping this idea around to a bunch of restaurants. Hey, we're going to do a Burger Week. Hey, we're going to do a Burger Week. Hey, we're going to do a Burger Week. What do you think? Well, what does that entail? Well, you either come up with a special burger that you would offer for 10 days in late August, or you promote one of your normal burgers at a special price. And ultimately, that's what it has come down to. Now, along the way, and I told you about the whole Burger Week, some things just happen randomly. I was looking at my Instagram page for Burger Week, and I said to myself, you know, I don't like Burger Week. Burger Week sounds old-fashioned. Burger Week sounds tired. Burger Week doesn't sound active, doesn't sound fun, doesn't sound modern. What could I call this that's not Burger Week? And it took me about 5 seconds to go, Burger Bash. And so I immediately changed the name of the Instagram page. And I share that from the standpoint of there was no big powwow with me and my inner circle and what can we call this and marketing firms and focus groups and all of that nonsense. It was just me and my phone staring at my Instagram page, not liking the name Burger Week. What could I call this? And 5 seconds later, I had Burger Bash, which everyone that I've told this version of the story to agrees that Burger Bash is a much better name for all of this. Okay, so that's the background. Told you a little bit about the restaurants and what they are expected to do. How exactly does this work? Okay, well, what we decided to do was, because our television show, which you can catch on television here in the Savannah Hilton Head Market on weekends on WJCL, check your local listings, as they say. Because our television show stretches from Savannah through the Lowcountry, Bluffton, Hilton Head, all the way up to Beaufort, South Carolina, we thought we would invite restaurants to participate from everywhere that can see our TV show. And we have larger following, obviously, in Savannah and Hilton Head and Bluffton, to a smaller extent up in Beaufort, but we do have a following. So we thought it would be good to invite some of the restaurants up there as well. Even if we got, you know, three or four to participate, it gave us a little bit of inroads, if you will, in that part of the viewing area. But heck, if I'm not here to tell you that everyone we have pitched this to up that way has been excited about it, Bluffton and Hilton Head as well. And then here in Savannah, we probably invited, I don't know exactly what the number was, but the goal for the first year was to keep it small-ish. I wanted 12 to 15 restaurants in Savannah, maybe 10 to 12 in Hilton Head. Would have liked, very honestly, to have had a few more participate in Bluffton. And we thought if we got three or four up in Beaufort, that we would be cooking with gas, as they say. But across the board, except for Bluffton, we've gotten more than we thought. In fact, when we first announced this back on July the 8th, I want to say, started getting emails and inquiries and texts from chefs that I know. Hey, how do we get involved in this? Hey, how do we get involved in this? And so all that to say, now we are mid, late July as we record this, and we are north of 30 restaurants participating for a first time doing this. We are very excited about that, and it wouldn't surprise me if we got two or three more to get involved between now and August 18th when it starts, as the word continues to spread, because you know, we put out some social media posts which performed very well, but that doesn't mean everybody in the area has seen it. So we could see it grow by one or two or three more. Point being, we've got north of 30 restaurants that are participating in the Eat It and Like It Burger Bash coming up on August the 18th through the 28th. I do want to take it. This is the part where I have to tiptoe a little bit, because I'm honestly not going to sit here and go through, you know, 29 to 31 burgers and tell you who's doing what. You can see that at eatitburgerbash.com. There's a full listing there of everyone who we have signed up for, signed up, and what they're doing, and photos on a lot of them already. But I do want to take a couple of minutes to highlight a couple of burgers and sandwiches that I have been enjoying the last 2 weeks as we've made the rounds, shooting some video, taking some photos, and quite frankly, trying some of these burgers. It is the most exciting part to me, very honestly, is how excited a lot of these chefs are getting about creating something new and different outside of their menu. I could tell you Wexford Pub in City Market, our big jewel of an Irish pub, is doing a burger where he's giving you a bowl of Guinness beer cheese to dip your burger. It's served cut in half. I mean, just so decadent. Lizzie's Burger Bar down on River Street is doing kind of a patty melt thing with rye bread, and they're serving it with an Oreos milkshake that it comes with it. And these chefs, as I make the rounds and talk to them, you know, they're very excited to talk my ear off about, you know, how they came up with it and what it is that they're doing. And they want to make their customers happy with something different that isn't normally on their menu. That excites me. I love seeing chefs get fired up about doing something and frankly, break the monotony of their regular menu for 10 days in the summer. That's a couple. There's a couple more. I laugh because they're just so ridiculous in some cases, like what Rockies of Savannah. If you don't know about Rockies of Savannah, it's a New York deli down in the Sandfly neighborhood of Savannah. As soon as I told Bill Vesicchio, the owner, that we were doing this burger bash, he immediately texted me back. He said, "I'm in on that." And he knew exactly what he was going to do. It's a burger that he's done as a special before, but he calls it the pastrami bomb. The pastrami bomb, I watched him make it the other day. It's just obscene. 2 4-ounce patties, smash patties, pepper jack cheese, 2 slices on each one, a fresh bun, Russian dressing that they make in-house, red cabbage slaw, and then he tops the whole thing with a 1/4 pound of his homemade, house-made, they make it every day there at Rockies, pastrami. So it's a pastrami-topped burger with pepper jack cheese and Russian dressing. Decadent doesn't even begin to describe it. I think it's only $15. And yeah, that's a McNap right there. You're going to eat that if you don't split it with someone, and you're going straight to bed when you get home. That one was just unbelievable. Another one that was over in Bluffton that just jumped out at me is at the Slider Bar. If you're familiar with the Slider Bar in Old Town Bluffton, it's just that. It's a slider bar. And Pete, the owner there, got really fired up back in June. We were talking about all this, and he came back to me with 2 different burgers. One of them I'm going to highlight here. It isn't even a burger. It's a chicken sandwich. It's a hand-breaded chicken thigh on a creme brulee donut, bacon, egg, and cheese. That's it. No sauce, no condiment, none of that. Creme brulee donut, hand-breaded chicken thigh. Wait till you see it on the website. And bacon, egg, and cheese. The best part about this burger to me, because I had it for breakfast the day I was there to take photos of it, is that when they bring it out, served with fries, they bring out their little torch, and they torch the top of the donut to give it that creme brulee bubbly action right in front of you before you eat it. So when you take the bite, it's still hot, it's still bubbling. It was just unbelievably delicious, and every single calorie that was involved in that thing was worth it. And make no mistake, I'm halfway through it, and I'm sitting there looking at it going, I'm going to finish this because it's delicious, and I don't care what the calories are. I'll put in an extra mile tomorrow. But that thing was amazing at the slider bar. Another one on Hilton Head Island that I had that, very frankly, being very honest here, surprised the fool out of me, was at Lincoln and South Brewery. If you know about Lincoln and South, it's in the middle of the island. It's a brewery, and they have a food truck outside that does food. I've had some of their food before, but I had never had their burger. So when they decided to get involved in the Burger Bash, we went over there to take some photos, and Craig, the chef, said, okay, I'm going to make you what we're going to do for the Burger Bash. Okay. So comes out, and when he puts it down in front of me, I see this huge, and wait till you see the photo on the website, this huge patty, one patty, hanging over the sides of this bun, like there's too much patty for the bun. It was huge. And I thought, oh, wow, that could be uncomfortable, messy at the very least. Took a bite, come to find out, I didn't even know what was on it. I asked him after the fact because I didn't do any research. They had the menu up on a wall, but I didn't look until after I had taken a bite. It was a drizzle. And when I say drizzle, I mean lowercase d drizzle of this special maple syrup that they get from, I believe, up in Vermont. Whipped goat cheese. There is a what they call Lincoln and lemon vinaigrette. And the house-made bun from the folks at Sprout Mama there on the island. Every single calorie of that thing was exceptional. Starting with, it was a beautifully made smash burger patty. Everybody loves using smash burger as a catchphrase now because they're so popular, but not everybody executes them perfectly. This was perfectly done. Oh man, it was amazing, this burger. That's why I'm singling it out, and I'm thinking, I'm going to get back over there. Wait till you see the photo at eatitburgerbash.com. One last one that I'm going to share with you that I don't want to say surprise me. That's a little bit insulting to the chefs, but it's up in Buford. If you're familiar with the Fillin' Station, it's a dive bar. There's just no other way to describe the Fillin' Station. It's a dive bar. Unbelievably popular dive bar because it sits on the marsh. There's a marina in the distance. And when the weather's cooperating up in Buford, it is the most popular happy hour watering hole in the city, bar none, period, end of discussion. Well, they do a limited menu here and there, this and that, including burgers. Well, they decided, their new chef, that he wanted to do something special for this, you know, burger promotion. And I'm singling him out because he hit a home run. When I walked by his kitchen, he said, "You're the guy that's here for the burger." I said, "Yes, sir. How are you?" He took off his glove and he shook my hand and he said, I'm really nervous about putting this together." I said, "Oh, you'll be fine. Don't be silly. You'll be fine. Don't be silly." Well, go outside. The burger comes out, and it's a monster. Two, I believe he said, 6 ounce patties. Two 6 ounce patties. That's a monster in and of itself right there. Two slices of Gouda cheese, which he had me at Gouda. It's one of my favorite cheeses. A peach, spicy peach and bacon glaze. He called it a jam. I wouldn't call it a jam. It was a little more runny than a jam. I call it a glaze. Spicy peach and bacon glaze. And then topped with hand-breaded fried shallots on an onion roll. Hand-breaded fried shallots on an onion roll. This thing, you'll see the picture at eatitburgerbash.com. It was a monster. I don't think I could eat that whole thing in one sitting. It was huge. First of all, you have to cut it in half because unless you can unlock your jaw like a snake to eat something that big, you're just not doing that. You'd have to cut it in half to attack it. But it was a monster, and I'm giving Chef the shout out because he was very, very nervous, and you know, he's not used to, you know, media personnel coming into his restaurant or his kitchen to discuss his food, and so he wanted to make a good showing, and he absolutely did. In Buford, there's a lot of good ones: Beto's, Locals Raw Bar, Breakwater, everybody's burger that I've had so far. have been great, but that fill-in station was really, really a standout. Slider Bar in Bluffton, Lincoln and South on Hilton Head Island, and then Rocky's Pastrami Bomb back here in Savannah. That gives you a nice cross-section of what it is that we're doing with the Burger Bash. There are many, many more, like I said, north of 30, all kinds of appetites, all kinds of flavor profiles, all kinds of different things that you can choose from. So, this town is excited. The people that I've spoken to, people have approached me about the Burger Bash. I had a lady come up to me the other night. It was pretty funny. She said, "My dad is so excited about the Burger Bash." I said, "Oh, really? Why is that?" "He lives in Atlanta. He has one daughter in Savannah, one daughter in Hilton Head. And so he's planning a trip to come visit them at the end of August. And he's mapping out all the burgers that he's going to eat or take them to go try in between Savannah and Hilton Head." And that made me so incredibly happy, because we are less than 2 weeks into the promotion of this thing, and already we're starting to hit on what the idea was for people in the region to see and experience the burgers that we have in this area and to come and maybe spend a weekend enjoying some of them. And so it is already happening, and few things at any rate, make me happier than to see a good idea coming to fruition so quickly. So all of that said, check them all out. Eatitburgerbash.com. It runs August the 18th through the 28th. It's the Eat It Like It Burger Bash. The diet will begin the next day, which is Labor Day weekend. This thing runs right up to the Thursday before Labor Day weekend. And then we'll work on, I guess, getting back into shape in some point in September or October. I laugh because some of these things are just massively decadent and delicious. Anyway, enough rambling about burgers. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here. We're hoping to drop these weekly. Thanks to everybody here at District Live Studios at Plant Riverside on the beautiful banks of the Savannah River. This has been the Eat It Like a Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.